The most famous oil spill in history is back in court. In 1989, the tanker Exxon Valdez spilled 11 million gallons of crude oil in Alaska's Prince William Sound. The oil affected the coastline and the wildlife on the edge of the sound, as well as in the water. Exxon spent $3 billion attempting to clean up. Fishermen and others were awarded millions in compensation for lost income. And because Exxon was found to be reckless, the jury that heard the case called for $5 billion in punitive damages. Natalie Phillips is covering the story for the Anchorage Daily News, and she joins us now. Natalie Phillips, could you bring us up to date? The case is back in court to appeal the punitive damages, right?
That's correct. The jury returned the verdict in September of 95, within a few months after that Exxon filed an appeal to the Ninth Circuit, which is based in San Francisco, appealing the several things, but specifically that the $5 billion was an excessive verdict. And that's what the Ninth Circuit has returned an order on today.
So they have decided that $5 billion is excessive.
That's what the Ninth Circuit is telling the district court here, that they need to relook at that. The judge here needs to relook at that figure, that that is an excessive figure for a punitive damage award.
And so does the judge, the original judge in the case, get it back and he can then decide what the number ought to be?
Typically, that's what happens when a case is remanded to the district court. The judge that heard this case has quasi-retired since that time, so there's some question whether or not he will be available to hear it, but I think everyone thinks that he will take it up because it's a very complex case and he has spent years and years reviewing it.
So if the judge does reduce the punitive damage award, do you have any notion what he does with it, how big it would be?
Well, the order specifically out of the Ninth Circuit suggests that the ratio of the punitive damage is a 17-to-1 ratio. That is, it's 17 times the amount of compensatory damages, the actual damages that Exxon paid out, which was around $230 million. The Ninth Circuit, in looking at other high court decisions, is saying a more appropriate ratio might be a 4-to-1. So the Ninth Circuit seems to be giving the district court judge here, Judge Holland, who heard the case originally, some guidance. They're not saying that specifically it should be a 4-to-1 ratio, but they're suggesting that that's what courts have been doing that's more appropriate.
So when would this be likely to pass the next hurdle?
Well, I don't know how long this takes. It's not clear to me. I haven't talked to the plaintiff's attorneys yet. I don't know what the timeline would be for this to end up back here in Anchorage at the district court level. I think that's a question that a lot of fishermen are going to have as well. They've been waiting for several years for this to get resolved.
And once this judge does rule, then does Exxon go through the whole appeal routine again?
Well, that's a good question. I think some people believe that this might spark some settlement talks, which haven't happened. And if, let's say, the judge here comes back with a $2 billion figure, who knows, that might be agreeable to Exxon. Maybe they'll write a check, or I don't know whether they could appeal that again. That's something we're looking into right now to see if what the options are from here.
Well, if it is ever settled and money ever actually changes hands, who gets it?
There's about 25,000 claimants, mostly fishermen, commercial fishermen, and the math that we've done here at the Anchorage Daily News shows that some of these payouts would be about $600,000 to $1 million if Exxon had paid the $5 billion. That's obviously not going to happen if this gets reduced. So the fishermen have expected, you know, quite large checks out of this should it ever get resolved.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Natalie Phillips is covering the story for the Anchorage Daily News.